Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic propagation is something which is incumbent upon every person regarding the capacity he finds himself in. However, there are certain issues which have arisen today which need some clarification. And one of those issues is the nature of this propagation and the nature of this dawah with regard to non-Muslims. Now, it is generally considered that since in the first era or in the era of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, it is said that Islam was spread by the sword. People were forcibly converted into Islam, and if they did not accept Islam, either they were killed or they were asked to live in subjugation and pay jizya. So therefore, today generally also the notion is that Muslims should, if they have done enough to communicate the truth, they can conquer non-Muslims and forcibly ask them to convert into Islam. And if they do not do so, they have to live in subjugation and pay jizya to the Muslim government. So therefore, on the basis of this, it is generally said and considered that one can force people to accept Islam, except of course on the condition I have just said, that if they want to remain on their own religion, then they must remain in subjugation to Islam. They cannot be of equal status to Muslim citizens. Now, this notion, if we examine in the light of the Quran, we can come to the conclusion that it is unfounded and is actually an erroneous interpretation of a law which is clearly mentioned in the Quran. And as per this law, the Almighty, in the times of His messengers, punishes people who intentionally deny the truth. And so, therefore, it is not a question of spreading Islam by the sword. And it never took place in the time of the Prophet. This is a very wrong interpretation. It is a wrong expression to say what happened actually. What actually happened has to be termed as a punishment, as a divine punishment from God for those people who had deliberately denied the truth. They were convinced on the truth and they still denied it. And this punishment was actually meted out by the Almighty Himself through the Prophet and his companions. And it was something which relates to this divine law and relates to the messengers of God only. It has no bearing on other Muslims. And so therefore today we cannot police non-Muslims. We cannot forcibly convert them or ask them to forcibly convert into Islam or to remain in subjugation to an Islamic state if they want to stay on their own religion. We Muslims, of course, we have to be very sensitive in this regard. Muslims have been given this guidance by the Quran to present the truth wherever they can, whether to non-Muslims or to Muslims if they are not practicing Muslims. They have to, of course, propagate Islam amongst their own brethren also. However, when the case is regarding non-Muslims, they must also be very sensitive. They must be very, very sympathetic. They must be very anxious. They should be very, very anxious that these people accept the truth with these Muslims consider to be the truth. They want them. They want it to be presented to the non-Muslims also. So therefore, presenting the truth to the non-Muslims as much as is possible in our own environment is something which is very desirable. Policing them or threatening them or telling them they're going to go to hell is something which is very contrary and which is something which was perhaps only the prerogative of the Prophet of God and his messengers and other messengers of Allah who had delivered the truth in their own times and to whom the Almighty himself had conveyed to people who had denied. And these deniers were called kafirs, and upon them certain stern things were imposed upon. And so therefore, we have to realize that this specially relates and particularly relates to a special law which is mentioned in the Quran and which concerns only the immediate addressees of the Rasuls of God. And it would be erroneous, as I said, to say that Islam was spread by the sword in the first era in the time of the Prophet. And so therefore today also it should be spread by the sword. As I said, the spreading by the sword is an erroneous interpretation. It's not a right expression to convey what happened. The right expression is that the Almighty punished people who intentionally denied the truth, and He punished them through His messengers and through their Sahaba. Today, of course, this intentional denial cannot be found out. This is something which relates to the heart, and only the Almighty can tell us. And of course, when He terminated the institution of Wahi or revelation, this cannot take place anymore. We therefore cannot police non-Muslims. We cannot forcibly convert them. We have to be very patient with them. We have to present Islam to them in the most cogent manner, and to answer the questions they have, and to answer the various objections they may have regarding Islam. And if they do not accept Islam, then we have to leave their matter to God. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.